USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are unveiling new sanctions against Iran. Talking with reporters at the White House, Mnuchin says the broad sanctions are targeting Iran's economic and security apparatus.
The president is issuing an executive order authorizing the imposition of additional sanctions against any individual owning, operating, trading with, or assisting sectors of the Iranian economy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she will be transmitting the articles of impeachment against President Trump next week, ending a heated standoff with Senate Republicans over the terms of the impeachment trial. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, having already secured GOP votes for his preferred trial framework, could start the impeachment trial shortly after he receives the articles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mother Nature bringing the threat of severe weather to over 75 million Americans. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Folks in North Texas are bracing for tornadoes, hail, and flash flooding as forecasters say a powerful storm system is moving toward the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It will bring hail, damaging winds, flooding, and possible tornadoes. The storm front expected to move through the Dallas-Fort Worth area and then into Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Residents are being told to be ready for damaging winds in excess of 70 miles an hour and hail the size of golf balls.
Police in Florida are releasing more information about what led to this morning's lockdown at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. Just before 2 a.m. this morning, St. Petersburg police say a man with a gun vandalized a car and the front door of his ex's apartment. Police then got a tip that the man might be near the military base. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Labor Department reported 145,000 jobs were added in December. That's about 20,000 below what economists were hoping for. Still, it's the 10th straight year the U.S. economy has added jobs. Now, wages were also up, but not quite meeting the expectations many had set. Now, when it comes to what jobs are created, whether they're blue-collar or whether they're white-collar, Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe tells Fox Business all jobs need to be created equal.
It seems to me a coin has heads and tails. They're both equally important. If we're still going to look at labor in terms of blue collar and white collar, it's kind of a sucker's bet to start arguing that one is more important than the other. But that's what we do. That's what we do in education. This school is better than that school. How many magazines year after year rank the top 100 colleges? A couple of years ago, I made this point and said, why isn't anyone ranking the top trade schools? And Forbes eventually did, which was terrific, but you don't see enough of it, because when we tell kids, you want to talk about debt and college and all of that, you know, $1.6 trillion in student loans isn't really a mystery when you think of it in terms that we've been telling people for decades that if they don't sign on the dotted line, they're going to wind up turning a wrench. That meme, that trope is so inculcated in our and the reptilian part of our brain, it's very, very difficult to step away from it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.